And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is love what you have. We see so often how human beings do not love what they have in their lives. The simplest things up to the biggest things. They are wishing for something more or different. So they miss the preciousness and perfection of what they have right now in this lifetime. The treasure of who they are in this lifetime. The mind is never satisfied or content, your human mind. It is always seeking something different, more or less, left or right, past or future. It does not matter. It is in a constant state of discontent and worry and anxiety and wanting things to be different regardless of what they are. We ask you to recognize this. In your life, when there is something you want to change, and you think it is once that change happens, you will be happy. You will be content. But the minute that change occurs, something else pulls up right there to whisper to you, this needs to be different. This needs to change. This needs your attention. You cannot be happy with this next thing coming into view. Love what you have. This life for you is exactly what God intended for you, what your spirit asked for. Your mind may rail against this, but as you love what you have, as you love your life, you will begin to see the blessings, to understand the learnings, the lessons that your spirit has asked for your evolution, which, dear hearts, is what it is about. Your lifetime now is a blink of an eye in your soul's life stream and evolution. You have had lifetimes before this one. You will have many, many, many after this one. So be here now. Love what you have now. We are speaking about the things that you have in physical form, your home, the plant in your windowsill, the relationships that you have, the career and job that you have, the food that you have, the body that you have, all of the things that you have in this lifetime. They are gifts. Even though your mind will say, well, I don't like my family members, or I don't want this job, and it goes on and on, we know. You are quite familiar with the mind's chaos and disturbance and always wanting to stir things up so that you are discontent. Take a moment now to take a deep deep breath. Exhale and let all of the human mind's talking be released. Come to the center of your being. Feel the quiet. Experience the perfection of your life right now. Feel the gratitude for your life right now. Be with this. The peace, the quiet, the comfort, the calm, the knowingness that is yours. This is when you are at the center of your being. Your mind does not vibrate at that frequency, so the noisiness and the yakking cannot penetrate. We ask you this week to love all that you have, all that you have, in the physical realm and in the spirit realm. Honor all that you have, all that you are, all that God gives you in protection and guidance and inspiration and love. Be with this week. Be conscious of loving what you have, cherishing all that is in your life, and experiencing the gratitude and blessings that are from God to you in this lifetime. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.